Hello.
Hello, Rosita.
Hi, hello.
How are you? I'm Nell Fitzpatrick up here in Near FM.
And hi, Nell.
How are you keeping?
Oh, good, thanks.
Good. Well, now, you have, you wrote a very interesting book, and it was revamped last Christmas. And with the title
thank
of...
Thank you, yes.
It was not right. And the title of the book was the name... Fathers Come
Fathers
First.
Fathers Come First.
That's right. Yeah. It was, I'd say it was walked off the shelves, did it?
It's selling really well, actually. It's getting a great reception because, like, it was just republished in November by the Lilliput Press.
Good.
And it's 40 years after I wrote it.
That's
so
right.
It's been actually really interesting and really wonderful having it republished. We had a beautiful little evening up in the Lilliput Press on Friday to celebrate International Women's Day. And I read from Fathers Come First, my novel, and I also read from the original manifesto that we brought out. I'm a founding member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement. So I read from that original manifesto, Chains or Change. I think a lot of the chains have been broken.
Oh, they have, and they were needed, really. I mean, they were really, it was very, very difficult for women at that time. They had no rights. They had no, they weren't listened to. They were just, as I could say, the hewers of wood and the drawers of water. Like, there was nothing. They had to, the church and their husbands. That was it. And you had to have the large families then was another very, very awkward situation.
Absolutely. Like, there was just no legal underpinning for women whatsoever, you know. One of the things, we wrote this in 1971, a man may desert his wife for as long as he chooses, but return whenever he wishes, and automatically resume all his marital and parental rights. A woman immediately forfeits all her rights, including access to the marital home and the children if she leaves him. You know, look, it was absolutely unbelievable that women had no legal protection.
Wouldn't you think, how is that allowed to happen? Did nobody shout stop?
In
Holy Catholic Ireland.
Yeah, the church had such a massive deadening effect on social relations, I think, and social development. You know, like, they're not all bad, of course.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure, and all the child abuse and everything, like, it's absolutely...
Oh, that's right.
The whole thing.
Yes. No, well, that never came to light, did it?
Very badly.
But the child abuse, yes. Of course, that was never highlighted in that time, was it?
No, it wasn't.
They didn't talk about such things.
No, they didn't.
Didn't exist.
They were mostly underprivileged children to begin with, you know.
Well, thank goodness we've moved on, Rosita. And your book was...
Oh, totally.
And it's still going strong, is it?
It's doing amazingly well. Yeah, no, the first print sold out in about 4 weeks.
Very good.
So it's... And it's having a really good reception because I thought the younger generation mightn't get it. You know, it might seem so far back, but they seem to be really enjoying it. And you know, so it's been all a gift, really, from start to finish.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. That's really wonderful. And you know, it was needed. It really was the history of how women were treated in this country. Holy Ireland, I say. It really was needed. And that's really wonderful. And I bought two of your books at Christmas and gave them to my friends, and they loved it. as Christmas presents.
Ah, yeah, and thanks so much. Yeah, no, I think it's time to open up the debate again, you know, and move things along. You know, it's
to keep it alive, in other words.
Absolutely,
know.
Yeah.
And to get more women into power, I think.
Yeah, totally. And, like, one of the things of the women's movement, it wasn't to get equality with men. It was to get liberation
exactly.
for everybody.
Yes.
You know? So, look, I think it's like, let's think really differently about stuff.
But do you think we haven't come a long way?
Absolutely.
From reading your book.
Listening to the young writers up in Lilliput their evening, you know, and they've come so much further ahead. And my own daughter and my son and their partners, you know, that whole Catholic guilt and repression, it's gone. They don't have it, you know. It's brilliant.
Yes,
the women's movement did bring a lot of change.
As you said, it was kind of a repression that was hanging over people if you did something wrong. Oh, I better go to confession. Oh, I better do this, I better do that. You know, you were never really wholesome until you went to confession. And then the priest would ask you, how many children have you got? And if you didn't have the quota...
Totally mad.
Exactly.
Like when you look back on it.
Yes, exactly. When you do look back on it, it's a different story. It's hard to imagine it, isn't it? Really, very difficult. Rosita, you did a marvellous job with the book. It was a fantastic book. I really enjoyed it.
So much. I was 23 when I did it.
When are you going to do the next one? I'm not pushing you.
No, I'm 90% there with the next one.
Really?
So, yeah.
Good girl.
So I've been writing away all along.
Well, now, Rosita, something. Thank you very much for that. It's very, very good of you to come on and talk to us about it. And again, congratulations on your wonderful story.
And thank you so much, Nelly.
You're very welcome. And keep fighting, keep writing. Okay, Rosita.
Thanks.
Take care.